the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, welcome to it. Thank you for clicking that download button. We appreciate you when you do.
And we're going to make it worth your while as well. Today's show, pretty cool. We actually dissect that Aj Barker incident, I guess, that was over the weekend. He had somebody in the crowd who was breastfeeding and the baby was crying and distracting the show so much that he's kicked her out.
Mm.
And it's got the nation divided. And we took a whole heap of calls as to what side of the fence people were landing on. And some eye-opening opinions as well.
Yeah, Tassie hits hard at new mums. Turns out Tassie hates new mums.
All new mums. Get out of here with your crying baby. Thank you very much. Trying to enjoy my Aj.
Your what?
Aj Barker.
Okay, thank you. Just making sure. Also on today's show, my Mascuchador crew. You'll hear what that is throughout the podcast.
Well, she's a gang leader, old Ellie.
Yeah.
She's like the godmother of Maroochydore e-scooting.
Well, so I thought, but it's hit a real hurdle. You'll hear about it very soon, okay?
It's gang wars happening in Maroochydore. Scooter gang wars.
Also, we talked to a very lovely teacher about a very serious issue that's happening right here on the sunny coast.
Yep.
So enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Now.
This is huge.
If you have tuned in to any radio station, any TV news station over the
social past media is ramming this story down your throat this afternoon.
You would have seen the story about the mum who took her baby, her seven-month-old baby, to an Aj Barker comedy show down in Melbourne.
Great.
Ultimately, the baby was allegedly, do you have to use allegedly when you're talking about a seven-month-old?
It's not in the courts, is it?
Crying and gurgling and making you know, typical baby noises throughout the comedy set. So Aj has asked her to leave, the mum to leave and take the baby with her.
Yep.
There's then speculation about whether he got the crowd involved and got them to heckle her, and two sides to every story, right? A bunch of people actually stood up and left the show with this mum in protest.
Really?
Yeah, about 10 people got up and walked out with her because they didn't think it was fair that a new mum is being asked to depart the show.
See, I don't know why this is such a big story, because I feel like it's just a cut and dry, should be really easy. I feel like everybody's on the same page.
It's because it's a mum.
Not the place for a baby.
You reckon Aj is in the right here?
A comedy show, not the place for a baby.
Well, he has come out and said, look, my show is advertised as being a 15-plus show.
Yep.
The baby shouldn't have been there.
Yep.
Theatre staff should have stopped the baby from coming in.
You don't want kids running up and down the aisles there. You know what I mean? Like, if the baby was any older, would you have brought a 5-year-old?
Probably not. But on the other hand, this is a new mum who's solely breastfeeding. She said the baby won't take a bottle. The baby doesn't take formula. I am solely breastfeeding this child.
Yep.
So if I was going to come to this show, the baby had to come with me.
Then you miss out on Aj Barker. Sorry. That's the sacrifice that you make. You give your ticket to somebody else who actually wants to be there, who is not going to ruin the show. It's a show.
Yeah.
It's like a radio. We couldn't do this show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting really emotional.
You really are.
545-11919 Sunny Coast. Fight me on this. What am I missing? Honestly, who's in the wrong here?
Are you just saying, Taz, that every new mum has to sit at home with her baby because it's going to disrupt other people then?
Look, if your baby's going to disrupt other people, then yes. Stay at home.
There are so many angry mums in the car now, Tazzy. The phone lines are about to light up.
We couldn't do this radio show right now
but
with a crying baby sitting in that third seat just there.
Well, do you know what's ironic is, like we said, this story has gone everywhere. The mum herself was on the project.
Yeah.
And listen to what happens during her interview. She's got the baby on her lap.
So I just thought it'd be really nice to do something that I hadn't done in a while.
Wait for it.
Super cranky right now.
Okay, maybe she can go to dad just for a quick second.
Yes.
But like, you know,
Sarah Harris kicks the baby out of the interview.
100%.
About the mum being kicked out because of the baby. What? How's the irony in that?
Who's in the wrong here, Sunny Coast? Is Aj Barker in the wrong for kicking her out? Or is the mum in the wrong for bringing the kid to a comedy show?
545-11919's number. Caller of the day is going to win tickets to the Sunshine Coast Lightning. Can you bring a baby there, Tazzy?
No, you probably can. If the baby's
going to...
Very
noisy at
those games. As long as the baby claps along with the Lightning chants and things like that, you know.
Let's go, Lightning. Let's go.
Benny from Sippy Downs. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's nothing to do with breastfeeding. As he said on the news this morning, he's up there. He can't see what she's doing. It's the noise that baby was making. It's a little bit unfortunate, but I'm a father of two, and I think it's I would not have taken my wife and child to an event like that because it's not for it to have a baby crying in front of everyone. Everyone's trying to concentrate.
Do you think that's just
I don't think it's fair.
A sacrifice that you have to make as a new parent, you know, because the other side of the argument is, oh, she's a new mum, she deserves to get out of the house like everyone else does. Do you think that if you're a new parent, you just have to cop it?
Oh, look, there's certain places you can go and certain places you can't go, and that's obviously one place she shouldn't have taken her baby.
Yeah.
It's a sacrifice you have to make.
And it's a performance. Just because it's a stand-up comedy and people think you just get up there and you say some jokes, it's still a choreographed thing. It's a show. It's a
timing's
performance.
Timing's everything.
That's right, and he's got to concentrate on what he's doing, and it's not going to be easy with a crying baby.
Yeah, let's go to Dave in Glasshouse. Dave, what are your thoughts on this? Who's in the wrong?
Well, come on, bit of a reality check for some people here.
Yeah.
Who do we think's in the wrong? Obviously, the mother's in the wrong. Was it an over 18 venue or over 15 venue or something?
Yep.
It was just a concert hall, but the ticket did say 15 and up for the content of
15
the show.
And up.
Yep.
So if I was to take my newborn to the cinemas and sit there in the cinemas, if you choose to breastfeed, you choose to breastfeed. You choose to have a baby, you choose to have a baby. You live with it.
Yeah.
You know, 100%. Like, yeah, man, reality check. Some people are just too entitled these days.
Yeah, I suppose if you take your dog somewhere and your dog's barking, you remove the dog, right?
100%.
Hey, another thing with the dogs, do we need to take a dog to every cafe we go to? You know, once again, some people need a reality check.
Let's go to the phones, 545-11919. Who's in the wrong here, Sunny Coast? Let us know.
Let's go to Robin in Glasshouse. Rob, what are your thoughts on this? Who's in the wrong?
Oh, absolutely. That mum should not have brought her baby to a comedy show. I've got three kids. I've got a baby. She shouldn't have taken it to the comedy show. And if she did, if the baby started making any noise, she should have left straight away.
That was going to be my next point, Robin.
Yeah, I agree.
You shouldn't have to have the show stop and point you out as the problem. You know you're the problem you are the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. If she had have taken her baby, if the baby had have started making any noise, she should have got up and left straight away.
I've been at shows and stuff with
crying
babies.
It's rude of her to interrupt the show for everyone else.
Yep,
absolutely. All right, thank you, Robin. Thanks for weighing in.
No worries.
Chantelle in Boccarina, your turn to weigh in on this. Who do you think's in the wrong?
It's a hard one. So being a mum, and if you're a new mum, you tend to want to take this beautiful little thing everywhere with you because you're trying to get it to thrive and give it best shot at life. So I get the whole, like, if they're breastfeeding and things like that. But also I think as a parent, you do get to a point where you're like, get me away from them if they're driving nuts, you know. So I'm real, like, we've got 5 boys between us at home and you're just like, yep, they can stay there. Let's go and do something.
Yeah.
Like, so it is nice. But I guess as well, you do have to pick your destination. Like, yeah, they can go with you to certain things, and I get that, and I loved that as they were new. Mm. But as well, that kid was 7 months old. It's not as like, I get it if they're like super fresh.
Yeah.
But that's 7 months, aren't they, like, starting to have solids and stuff by then? So there's sort of no reason why the baby needed to go to that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fair enough. It seems to be a common thing.
I don't really answer your question at all. I'm for and against, but I rang.
No. I am going to say Ellie's 32. She's only just starting solids at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I'm definitely on beverages for most of my life. Am I right?
She's still going out with mum.
Absolutely. If mum's paying, I'm there.
Thank you, Chantelle. Love it. You're in the draw for the lightning tickets as well. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Singing. Repeat after me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Speaking of Marucci, I'll catch everybody up to speed. When I first joined the show about 6 months ago, you mentioned to me, you go, I've got something I want to do in 2024. I've got this big idea.
Well, not even, Tassie. It's not even a big idea. It's just something that has organically become a movement in my life.
Mm.
So about 6 months ago, I became an e-scooter driver. Driver? Rider.
Rider.
Rider. My partner sold his car.
Yeah.
We have been car sharing ever since. And as a result, given I live quite close to work and I go to the gym close to work and everything, I have been using the e-scooter during the week to get around.
You have. You have also found it as a bit of a bonding experience with local youths, haven't you? In street corners, dark alleys. You think that you blend in and you're one of them.
Well, look, sometimes it can be lonely out there on the scoot.
Ellie the Esche. Children's book coming your way soon.
The Eshays with the e-scooters, you know that they're in a different league to me because they sit down on milk crates when they ride their scooters, whereas I have my helmet done up tightly and I'm upright standing on my scooter. But you're right, Taz, it has been a little bit lonely in the e-scooting world, and so I have wanted to create a bit of a crew. A crew I like to call the Mascoochador crew.
Mascoochador. I like this. It's a kind of a pyramid scheme because you're putting yourself at the top of this pyramid, aren't you?
Yeah. Well,
you're the gang leader.
Well, I'm happy to be club president of Mascoochador for sure. I just think that there should be a crew of happy, consenting adults that scoot around Mascoochador together.
Right.
That's all I want. So the other day, I was scooting home. It was like 8 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. I'd been at netball and I came back here to drop off a car, get the scooter and scoot home.
Yeah.
I'm scooting across the boardwalks. And what passes me, Taz, but five adults out on a nighttime scoot. They've got their own Mascoochador crew.
Were they doing the rentals?
No.
They owned
theirs. I took note. I was like, oh, surely they've just picked up one of the neurons and they're just, you know, on holiday or something. No.
Yeah.
They had their own scooters.
So you've got a rival gang.
I have a rival gang and their gang has five people.
You have
and
one.
And mine only has one.
Okay.
So I just felt like the biggest loser of all time.
Did you
scooting
try and,
past by myself?
Did you try and recruit any milk crate sitting youths?
No, like, I'm scared of them.
It's a gang war about to take place here.
Well, if there
these
was,
these are my streets,
Tazzy. If there were to be a gang war that breaks out, you've got the Eshays on the milk crates.
Yep.
You've got the cool five people in their Mascoochador crew.
I'm going with them.
And then you've just got me by my little old lonesome, just all alone. So
best $400 you've ever spent, right?
If anyone wants to join my Mascoochador crew, let me know, please.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
There's a real problem in our schools at the moment. We want to do as much as we can. Kids, thousands of kids right across the sunny coast are going to school either with no food or the wrong food, and they are going hungry because times are really tough. A lot of parents, as we heard from Paul from Inclusive Kids yesterday, some parents are choosing to pick rent over feeding the kids.
Absolutely.
It's horrible.
So we've teamed up with Inclusive Kids to do something about it.
It hurts to hear that many Sunny Coast kids are going to school without food in their bags or their tummies. Inclusive Kids are here to help with their Fuel for School food program.
We are raising as much money as we can to give kids who need it right here on the sunny coast lunch to take to school. A power pack, they're called. They're dehydrated fruit packs that cost $2.50 to make.
Yep, and get into the hands of kids as well.
Absolutely. Now, we thought just to shed a little bit more light on this, you know, situation that's unfolding here on the sunny coast, we'd speak to a teacher who's in one of our schools because they're the ones who see it firsthand and they're the ones Inclusive Kids are going to be working with. So Tim joins us now. He's a teacher here on the coast. Hi, Tim.
Hi there. How are you?
We're well, thank you. Now, what are your thoughts on this whole situation? How often are you seeing kids come to school without the right food?
Well, got to be honest, I'm as a teacher and I've been a teacher for a while now. You see it every day, whether it's one of the more extreme cases where, you know, someone never has a lunchbox or any food and their friends are always helping them out, or whether it's just a smaller one where it might be a temporary situation. Yeah. Us teachers, people who work in schools, we see it, we know it, we nurture the relationship. So we have that insight that maybe other people don't.
As a teacher, what power do you have? You know, what can you do about it? Because say you're seeing the same kid come to school day in, day out without a lunchbox, what can you do in that situation?
Well, you know, ultimately, I'm sure lots of teachers will tell you, you end up getting involved yourself. So, you know, I know for myself, I've got a, you know, a pack of little muesli bars or whatever that I've bought myself. And, you know, sometimes there's a culmination in lots of things. You know, sometimes you're talking about the education of it. So they've had some money, sent to school with some money, and then they've made the choice to buy something like a energy drink on the way to school instead of what they're supposed to. So there's some education in there. But for some of these kids, I know Paul and Inclusive Kids talk about it a lot. You know, for some of them, it's not their fault at all. And they're doing the best that they can. And they don't like feeling the way that, you know, they're feeling and not being able to keep up and feeling sleepy. And, you know, who'd want to be an adolescent again with all those chemicals running around your body? You know, the food, the snacks, the fuel for schools, the power pack really makes a difference.
Being a kid is hard enough. You're going to try and fit in and, you know, all your friends might be eating food and you know that you're going without and it might be kind of a silent issue for you. Tim, are you able to identify or sort of teachers are sort of closer to the kids, aren't they, so you can identify the kids that really need this. So the power packs aren't going to kids that have what they need. It's just going the right place.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I know that there's some really good, let's say, breakfast clubs going on. And I've talked to some of the people who are doing them and they don't like to turn anyone away. So they know that there's people turning up who have had a massive breakfast and they're coming and having another one. Yeah. At least with these power packs, you know, because you can use a little bit of discretion. And, you know, we see kids who are falling asleep as soon as they've come to school. And this is at 9 o'clock in the morning. And for whatever reason. And rather than kind of ostracize them or make it an issue, you know, we quietly have a conversation. We know that there's other things going on and we, you know, try and help. And, you know, people like you guys spreading the word and, you know, raising money, etc., and Inclusive Kids, you know, working so hard locally on the, you know, on the coast to provide stuff for our kids, for our schools, it's essential.
Well, this is where the Sunny Coast can step in. So everybody listening right now, $2.50 at inclusivekids.com.au. Every $2.50 raise is going to get one of these power packs into the hands of kids here on the Sunny Coast that are going without. So give whatever you can. You think $10, that's going to be four kids, that's four lunches. But it is, of course, like we're talking about it for the 4 weeks, but it is going to be an ongoing issue and it's an ongoing solution that hopefully Inclusive Kids can have. So any help you can give, our website or Inclusive Kids website, please go and do it.
Tim, thank you so much for all the hard work you do. And, you know, just hearing stories like that of you've got, you know, a box of muesli bars for yourself that you're sharing with your kids, that's such an admirable thing. So thank you so much for your work and for coming on the show this afternoon.
No problem at all. Thanks so much for spreading the word and doing the awesome job that you do. We're a community and let's work together.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Inclusivekids.com.au. Head there now, Sunny Coast.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Just had a friend of mine come back from overseas. She went to Europe and when she came back, she had to fly through a couple of different places. I think she went back to go and see family down south and then she had to fly back from Melbourne to come back up here to Brisbane. And something got confiscated at Melbourne Airport because they thought she had a bomb in her bag.
Oh,
now
that's
she
not what
is.
You want.
She's pretty fiery. Don't accuse her of trying to smuggle a bomb on board, though, because she'll be like, I didn't do it. She's feisty. What it was, though, they thought it was a bomb, but what it was it's going to be really hard to explain. Little desk light in the shape of, oh, I've got one that's a Star Wars, but I'm guessing hers wasn't. But it's a little 2D image that gets lit up from beneath. And it's usually clear, but then when you turn the light on, you can see the picture in the 2D.
Like a holographic.
Yeah, kind of a little holographic thing. Kind of thing. It was a little $10 cheapy little discount store thing. But the base in it that had the light and obviously all the electrics has come up beautifully in the scanner. And so she's gone in not knowing what, well, she knew it was in her bag, but not knowing it was going to beep.
Yeah.
And she's gone through like nothing's problem. And then the beep came in and they gave her second looks and they went, well, hang on.
Oh,
she's,
the beep.
Uh-oh. And she goes, what have I done? Like, is it my hair straightener or what's going on there?
Yeah.
And they've pulled it out and they've gone, what's this? And she goes, oh, it's just a toy I was given. And they go, nah, you're not going on the plane with this. And they've had to confiscate it.
But
it was about 5 to 10 minutes of a bit of heated discussion because, you know, they thought worst case scenario.
Yeah, absolutely.
She couldn't convince them what it was. I couldn't even tell you what it was over the air. So that has led me to the question this afternoon, Sunny Coast, 545-11919. What did customs confiscate?
What's the bet the customs officer was like a parent whose kid was having a birthday that week and they hadn't got the presents yet and they're like, I'm sorry, honey, this is a bomb. We're going to need to take that away from you.
And I have to take this. Salt and vinegar is my favourite flavour. I came back here for a holiday when I was living up in Darwin and I went camping with the boys And one of the boys actually bought us all really, really nice pocket knives.
Oh,
we did a little bit of whittling at camping, right? And I forgot. I threw it in my bag and I forgot about it. I got about third in the queue. I was about to leave Brisbane Airport and I went,
no.
Oh, I've got a knife in my bag. So I had to take it out. I just threw it in the bin.
Oh,
and then,
not the whittling knife.
I know. It was a really nice one too. And they're matching. But all my friends now have one and mine's in an airport bin somewhere because I didn't want to get caught with it.
So you haven't been able to whittle
accident.
Since? You haven't done any whittling since?
I am anti-whittling. Now.
You're anti? Yeah. Oh, Taz, that's sad. I'll buy you a knife, bud.
I'd like to be pro-whittling one day. 545.
Just a little whittle.
Excuse me? Keep my whittle out of it. 545-11919. Let's go to the phones and talk about what didn't make the plane.
Yeah, let's go to Siobhan now from Caboolture. Siobhan, what got confiscated at customs for you?
We'd come back from Bali in 2009 and my dad got this like sort of fold-out pillow when you like roll it up. It's like a triangle shape.
Yeah.
And they took away his pillow bed thing that he'd gotten from one of the markets in Bali.
Right.
And because apparently there was some sort of bug going around that would like infest these like materials that they were using. Oh. And then we didn't get it back for like a month.
No. Oh,
they literally kept it there, fumigated it and gave it back to us.
Wow.
So you ended up getting it back.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot of effort to go to. Was it an expensive pillow?
Not really, no. It was only like $15.
I would have said don't bother.
Yeah.
Like, just keep
just take it.
Relax on it. Like,
it
whatever
was so
you have
pretty.
To do.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's pretty, then that's fair enough.
It had bugs in it.
No, they weren't sure. It might have had bugs
okay.
in it.
Okay.
Similar thing happened to
but
my parents.
Like there was some sort of thing going around where some of the people were using cheaper materials that was infested with this, like, larvae or something for a particular bug that would, like, infest Australia or some shit.
That sounds yeah. like what infested Ellie's room a couple of years ago.
Okay, one time I had maggots. One time.
It might have been from that triangle pillow thing that you brought back from Bali. Who knows? Thank you, Siobhan. Love your story.
Live from Maroochydore, Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Getting a little giggly because we're about to play her favourite game.
Vandal, it's back, baby.
She wakes up in the morning and no longer goes, "Where's my next espresso martini?"
No.
She instead goes, "When am I playing Vandal?"
Oh, it's taken over my life with good reason. It's a fun game to play and you can play along too, Sunny Coast. Just like us, we're all hearing this for the first time.
We sure
the
are.
Of it.
There's a new song to guess every single day. They've split it into layers. Today, drums, then bass, then guitar one and two, then a voice cover. Hopefully we've got it by then. At any point, if you think you know what it is, no cheaters, all right? People that have played already.
Daddy Dogs.
Bandal. If you've played already, we don't want to hear from you. But if you're playing along with us, 545-11919.
All right. We know that today's song was released in 1980, which is not our specialty decade, Tazzy,
no,
but that's okay.
Not.
It's had 1 billion views on YouTube, so that means it's a popular song.
At least it's not like the 1940s or something. We'd really struggle.
Oh, gosh, I couldn't name one song from the 40s. Elvis, was that his era?
No, that's 20 years pre-Elvis. All right,
here we go.
You don't get much on the drum. Oh. No.
You make my heart sing. No. All right.
Mr. Bombastic.
Walk this way.
What? Okay. You and I have talked off air. We wanted to slow it down a little bit and let the Sunny Coast play.
I couldn't with that one. It was one of those really exciting moments. Is that right?
I'm going to guess it.
Back in Black. No, it's Back in Black.
Back in Black.
What's Walk This Way? Is that the same song?
It's Back in Black.
Walk This Way. Is that the same song?
Bring up Walk This Way in your system. Play us the next one.
Okay, all right, okay. The next one is the voice.
Yeah.
Back in Black. Okay, that's Back in Black. Oh, I do that every time because I've got it on a different thing. I do have Walk This Way. That's this.
No. I love you. I love you. You're the queen of Vandal. You are superb at the game. But that is a terrible, terrible game.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Tidbit time.
Let's do it to the tidbit to round out today's show. The Spice Girls have reunited.
This is huge news. So it was Victoria Beckham's birthday over the weekend, and it looks like David Beckham has actually shared a photo on his Instagram. Let me see if I can find how many views this thing is up to. It is a monster. Well, it's got almost 2 million likes on it, let's say. So it's probably about 20 or 30 million views. It's only 10 seconds, but it is all five Spice Girls dancing to Stop.
How good. I saw a video of them. They're actually doing the dance.
Yeah.
Stop right now. Yeah. Thank you very much. I need some. Oh, I forgot. No, I'm doing the Macarena.
Good. No, that was the Nut Bush you were doing accidentally.
Just did the Macarena.
So, could we see a reunion? Could a tour be around the corner? They're obviously friends enough to hang out and party and dance.
Yeah, well, wasn't the rumour that the only reason that there weren't a whole bunch of reunions because of Victoria Beckham? So if she's inviting them all to her birthday party,
she might think, hang on a second, I'm not as big as I used to be.
Yeah.
You know, big star.
I don't know, she's pretty big. They had that doco this year that went pretty well.
Yeah, actually,
she
might be.
She's married to the most famous footballer of all time.
She may be the most successful of the Spice Girls. Which Spice was she?
She was Posh.
Okay.
Posh Spice, yep.
She should be Scary Spice.
Oh, okay. There you go. It's a discussion for another time. What Spice Girl should she be? See you then.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.